Abraham Lincoln and Me, Primary Source Activity Book for Early Readers. Page 1. Add your face to this picture using crayons, pencils, markers, or by pasting in a photo to create a portrait of Abraham Lincoln and you. Page 2. Our Portraits. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th President of the United States. He is one of this country's most famous presidents. Abraham Lincoln was very tall. He measured 6 feet 4 inches, or 193 centimeters. Measure how tall you are, then draw a picture of yourself next to Abraham Lincoln. Page 3. Our Birthdays. Abraham Lincoln was born on February 12, 1809. The month and day he was born have been circled. When were you born? Circle the month and day you were born. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Fun fact! The month of February usually has only 28 days, but every 4 years, one day is added, giving February 29 days. These years are called leap years. Page 4. Our Families. Abraham Lincoln was married to Mary Todd. They had 4 children, Robert, Edward, William, and Thomas. In this picture of the Lincoln family, Thomas is sitting next to his father, and Robert is standing between his parents. Draw a picture of your family, then write the name of each person by his or her picture. Page 5. We like to read. Leaders are readers. Abraham Lincoln liked to read books to better understand the world. Sometimes he read books with his family. Below is an illustration from Aesop's Fables, which was one of Abraham Lincoln's favorite books. What's your favorite book? Fill in the information about your favorite book. Book title, book author. My favorite book is about. Page 6. Where we live. Abraham Lincoln was born in Kentucky, moved to Indiana as a young boy, to Illinois as a young man, and to Washington, D.C. as President of the United States. Where do you live? I live in city, state. I've also lived in. Page 7. Our homes. When Abraham Lincoln was a boy, he lived in a log cabin. When Abraham Lincoln was President of the United States, he lived in the White House. What kind of home do you live in? Draw a picture of your home. Fun fact! There are many different kinds of homes. Condominiums, townhouses, apartments, single-family houses, and even boathouses. Page 8. Our Jobs. Abraham Lincoln had many jobs, including flatboat operator, rail splitter, store clerk, lawyer, Illinois state representative, U.S. congressman, and President of the United States. Which one of Lincoln's jobs would you like to try? To be. Would be interesting because. What types of jobs do you do at home? At home, I help. What type of job would you like to have when you grow up? In the future, I'd like to. Because. Page 11. Struggling for Unity. Just 1 month after Abraham Lincoln became President of the United States, the Civil War, or War Between the States, began. Although President Lincoln did not want war, he refused to allow 11 Southern states to secede or separate from the rest of the nation. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia made up the Confederacy. At the start of the war, 23 other states made up the Union. Circle the names of the Confederate states on the map above. Then, write about something you struggled to preserve or keep. I struggled. It was important to me because... Page 12. Extending Freedom. On January 1st, 1863, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. This document said that all slaves in the Confederate States were free and that African Americans could join the Union Armed Forces. 2 years later, the 13th Amendment was passed. It freed slaves everywhere in the United States. How important is freedom? Write a poem or draw a picture that shows what freedom means to you. Page 13. Honoring the Brave. On November 19th, 1863, President Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. In this famous speech, Lincoln dedicated a part of the Gettysburg battlefield as a national cemetery for those who died here that the nation might live. Design a medal for someone you know who is very brave. Write a few words on the medal or around it to make sure everyone understands why you want to honor this person. Fun fact. 47 years ago is how the Gettysburg Address begins. How long ago? Well, a score equals 20 years. Look at the equations. 4 times 20 plus 7 is the same as 80 plus 7. So the answer is... Page 14. Hats we like to wear. Abraham Lincoln liked to wear a certain kind of hat called a stovepipe hat. Abraham Lincoln made the stovepipe hat famous. Can you find the stovepipe hats in each of the pictures? When you found them, draw a circle around each stovepipe hat. There are many different kinds of hats. What kind of hat do you like to wear? Draw a picture of your favorite kind of hat. When you have finished, color it in. Page 15. Make a stovepipe hat. Follow the instructions below to make a stovepipe hat friend. Then, together, you can tell your family and friends all about Abraham Lincoln. Materials needed: construction paper, round paper dinner plate, tape, crayons or color markers, scissors, glue. Step 1. Take a sheet of paper. Hold one end in each hand and overlap the ends in the shape of a tube. Step 2. Place pieces of tape along the overlap to make the tube stay together. Step 3. Stand the tube up in the center of the plate. Then tape the tube to the plate. Step 4. Give your stovepipe hat a friendly face. Page 16. Our 2 cents. The penny is one of several U.S. coins. Different coins have different cent values. The value of a penny is 1 cent and can be written as 1 cent. If you have 100 cents, you have $1. 100 cents equals $1. A bust of Abraham Lincoln is on the front of the penny. From 1959 to 2008, the Lincoln Memorial was on the back of the penny. Fun fact. In 2009, the U.S. Mint will issue 4 special 1 cent coins to celebrate the bicentennial of Abraham Lincoln's birth and the centennial of the Lincoln Cent. In 2010, there will be a new design on the back of the penny that represents the importance of Lincoln's role in keeping the United States a unified country. What symbol do you think Abraham Lincoln would have liked to have seen on the back of the penny? Draw your idea in the circle. Page 17. Playing with pennies. Pennies are made by the United States Mint from two kinds of metal, copper and zinc. Each penny lists the year it was made on the front right side. Find and draw a circle around the year this penny was made. Find 10 pennies made in different years, including the year you were born. Place each penny in a circle in the top box and write the year each was made on the lines below. Draw a star next to the year you were born. Use the bottom box to do more penny activities. For example, you might find 10 pennies all from the same year, or put pennies from different years in order from earliest to latest. Can you think of more fun penny activities? Page 18. Searching for Lincoln. Can you find all the words related to Abraham Lincoln in the word search box? There are 20 words in all. One word has already been found. Abraham, Lincoln, President, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Washington, D.C., Springfield, Emancipation, Proclamation, February, Holmes, Union, Confederacy, Transportation, Confederate, Gettysburg, Address, Family, Penny. Page 19. Primary Sources. When we use primary sources in projects, it is important to let people know where the sources come from. Below, we have listed where the primary sources in this activity book come from. Page 20. Primary Source Activity Book for Early Readers. Courtesy of this second edition of the Abraham Lincoln and Me Primary Source Activity Book was developed by the Barra Education Foundation in collaboration with the Library of Congress Teaching with Primary Sources program and with the generous support of the Motorola Foundation. For more information, please visit the websites listed below. Barra Education Foundation, thebarrafoundation.org, the Library of Congress, loc.gov, the Motorola Foundation, motorola.com/giving. Free use, reuse. This activity book is intended for use, reuse. Educators are welcome to photocopy all pages for use with students. Teachers are also welcome to download digital files of all activity book pages, as well as associated teacher materials. Special thanks. The Motorola Foundation, Lincoln College and St. Augustine College, Barra TPS Ambassador Program Teachers, Julie Shaw, Project Development Director, Marita Decker, Program Director, Julie Kennedy, Activity Book Designer, Janine Hattis, Activity Book Illustrator, Activity Book Read by John Shaw.